Blog Talk Radio.
In the building, getting it in for the fit-ins, as always. Thank you guys for joining us, Celebrity Thursday. You already know how we do it. I got the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building with me. And we're going to get it in tonight once again on Celebrity Thursday, as always. We're on the lovely April 17th, 2014. And, you know, in some places, you know, spring is going to be coming up to an end real soon. The summertime is going to be coming up in the next month or two. It's going to start heating up in certain places, and, you know, it gets popping for the summertime. So we're getting ready to go into the summertime real soon, and, you know, all the big movies are about to come out. So it's about to go down in the next couple of months. Easter is coming up this weekend. I hope everybody's going to have them a joyous Easter weekend. You know, all the eggs and chocolate candies and food and you know, people going to church getting their praise on. It's going to be a lovely and safe Easter weekend, I hope. You know, we got Good Friday. Some kids are out of school, some kids not. The kids that are not, so sorry for you. The kids that are, the kids that are, that are out of school, you know, congratulations. The kids that are not, so sorry for you. Enjoy your vacation for Easter weekend. And now, tonight, as always, we have another lovely, incredible guest, like we usually do on Celebrity Thursday. We will be joined by the beautiful and the sensational Miss Maya is going to be joining us tonight on Celebrity Thursday. We've had her on the show sometime before. I had a fantastic time with her. She's family on the BL Radio Network. You know, she's family with her, so we're definitely going to have a good time with her again. She's getting ready to drop a new project. She's got an EP out right now, the Sweet EP. You know, giving you guys appetizers for what's coming up with the main course with her new project. And, you know, we're going to be talking with her about that and some other things, so definitely make sure you keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. Do you say, Miss Fabulous, how are you doing on this lovely Thursday?
Our show.
Yeah.
I love that. Hi, everyone. Hello. Bonjour. Bonjour, déjeuner. I am so ecstatic to be here. Thank you, Dee Slate, for allowing me the opportunity for another wonderful Celebrity Thursdays on the best independent radio, yes, D-Hour Show Radio Network. I'm ecstatic, looking forward to speaking with the very lovely, gifted and talented songwriter, as well as singer-songwriter, and actress, Maya. And she is
That's right.
phenomenal, and just an advocate and just an all-around just beautiful spirit. So, D-Slate, I'm ready. You know, people, I got my Easter suit. I got my Easter Monday clothes. I have my Easter Sunday bunny rabbit suit, all of that stuff. But I just have a question. I don't understand the correlation between eggs, the rabbit, and Easter. I don't understand. Who knew? I mean, I don't understand.
You know, I mean, somebody with some weird, you know, retarded sense of humor thought it was cool to tie eggs with bunnies. I don't know what they were thinking about, but, you know, I mean, it's all good. It's a tradition. It's going to be some people out there getting their eggs on. The kids are going to be, you know, trying to find eggs and probably never going to find some, and it's going to be some eggs in somebody's front yard or backyard just rotting away because ain't no kids decide to find them, and the lazy parents just decide to leave the damn eggs in the front yard or the backyard because they forgot about the eggs too. And then you got cats and dogs coming. It's a long. Don't even get started with all that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just some some of those Easter, you know, little Easter things that tends to bug some people. I'm not gonna go there with the whole Easter eggs. You're not finding them. And you're leaving the damn eggs in the front yard and the backyard because you're too lazy to go look for them yourself. I'm not gonna go there.
Happy Easter.
And you know we got the famous Easter commercial, Cadbury. You know, I'm pretty sure they're gonna be playing that. They probably have already been playing it. You know, the little cute little girl that says, you know, thank East Bunny. They got some classic Easter commercials, you know, so it's going to be hopefully a lovely, a safe Easter, you know, for everybody. Also, real quick, I want to throw a congratulations to the stars and the crew of the new Captain America Winter Soldier movie. I was reading yesterday that it just worldwide, it just surpassed $500 million, and it's only been out for a couple of weeks. So congratulations to the new Captain America movie, still breaking numbers, you know, with that sensational movie. And it's a great movie. You know, if you guys haven't seen it, definitely make sure you go check it out. So congratulations to them. And like I said, a lot of big movies coming up for the summer. You know, I may throw a few of them out there a little later. You guys might want to get out there and check out. You know, there's some pretty good ones out there. So, also, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a singer, gospel artist, spoken word artist, comedian, actor, actress, you want to be showcased, featured on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. If you have a business or website you would like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, again, that email address is dhourshow@gmail.com. Hit us up, get you all the information you need so we can advertise your business on the DL Radio Network. And I want to say that we got some great shows coming up in the coming weeks. And, you know, just keep to, you never know. We always tell people you never know who's going to be on the DL Radio Network. You know, we got a biggie, you know, we got a huge guest that's going to be on next month. Focusing on Mother's Day. I'm gonna let Miss Fab tell you guys about that a little later. You know, we got a huge poetry show coming up. You know, on the I Got Something to Say radio show this coming Monday. Miss Fab is gonna drop that on you guys. We got some great things coming up. Fabulous news. These slaves blow the dust off of them. Old school double play. It's going down today on the DL Radio Network. We got some music. I got some Chrisette Michelle. I got some Maya for you guys when we come back. Hopefully we'll be getting it in with the beautiful Miss Maya right here on Celebrity Thursday. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Easter Bunny, go see if you can find some of them eggs for me because ain't nobody going to go out there and look for them. See if you can get me a couple. I'm a little hungry right now. DL Radio Network. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Owls Radio Network. D. Slate, Miss Fabulous. That was Maya off the Kiss album, Mr. Incredible. Before that, Chrisette Michelle with Better. Yeah, Mr. Incredible, one of my favorite songs off the Kiss album. I don't really like, you know, telling everybody that the song was about me. I'm not going to go into all the details about it, but just know that it's a fabulous song. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to introduce our very special guest for tonight. She is family on the DL Radio Network. We've had her on the show before, had a fantastic time with her, as well we shall do tonight and again, each and every time we have her on the show with us. Grammy Award winning artist Maya is celebrating 16 years in the industry as an internationally known, respected singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, choreographer, designer, actress, activist, and philanthropist. Please, can you say that three times drinking some water? I don't think you can. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had her on the show before, had a fantastic time with her. She has a new EP out, the Sweet EP, Appetizers for the Main Course of her new album. Can't wait to get it. I've been taking some bites from the appetizers all last night. I'm ready for the main course. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Radio Network to the beautiful and the sensational Miss Maya. Well, hello, Maya. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Happy
well,
2014. I don't think I even spoke to you this year.
Well, first of all, you know your family on this network. We always love having you on the show with us. Congratulations on the new project. I know, you know, a lot of the fans, you know, I've heard, you know, some of your fans say that they've been listening to the new EP and they love it. I love it as well. Of course, Do It is my favorite track off the EP. We're going to be debuting that tonight. First and foremost, how have you been doing?
I've been wonderful. I'm doing lots of different kinds of things. And 2014 is the year that my fans will see some of the harvest. You know,
that's right.
I've been spending a lot of seeds over the last 2 years. So it's time to eat.
It's time to eat. And look here, I took some nibbles off the appetizers. Maya, I'm ready for the main course now. I'm ready for the main course.
I am too. How are you? I think the last time we talked to you was probably 2012, maybe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And again, you know, and of course, you know, we're still bumping the Kiss album, you know. We have some favorites off that album, and we're still bumping it, and it's still in rotation on the network. So, you know, we definitely, you know, people, you know, would, you know, ask us to play, you know, certain songs off the album. So, you know, we, you know, like we told you, you know, your family, you know, we're going to keep supporting you and, you know, and telling everybody about what's going on with you. But first and foremost, let me tell us a little bit about the EP and, you know, some of the, you know, the inspiration that went into that.
Well, the With Love EP I released specifically on February 14th because 16 years ago, it marks the first single anniversary of All About Me, my very first debut single featuring Cisco. And this year marks the whole Sweet 16 as I started 16 years ago. So I'm celebrating the fans that have ridden with me, rolled with me all the way through up until now. And that's why I released With Love, and there's a series of EPs coming seasonally. And the second EP is called Sweet 16, as on April 21st. I will have released my album, my very first debut album, titled Maya, 16 years ago to date. So that's coming in 4 days, and it's all done instantly.
Oh, wow.
So my fans inspired me.
Okay.
They've been telling me, yo, when's the next project?
Yeah.
When's the next project? And that's why I'm putting this out, because they're tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting on other people, and I have this long, huge archive of music that's just sitting there. So I just said, let's put something out. It might not be the album, but I don't understand why we can't put out some appetizers.
That's right. And
yeah.
And everybody's been nibbling off of them, you know. And I like how you said that, you know, you're tired of waiting too. I like that because it just says that, you know, you're ready as well to give the fans, you know, what they've been wanting. And that's always good, you know, to as an artist, you know, when fans have been wanting more and more of your music and more of your, your talent and want to know what's going on with you and to, you know, to be able to give them what they want and, you know, the type of music that, you know, that they remember. I think it's going to be, you know, everybody's anticipating it, and I think everybody's pretty much going to get, if it's anything close to the EP, I think everybody's going to definitely get what they've been wanting.
No, great. Well, there's something for everybody, let's just say that.
Absolutely. Well, I like that. I definitely like that. Before I really get into it, I know my partner Miss Fabulous definitely wants to get in. Miss Fabulous, Maya is in the building with us right now.
Hi, Miss Fabulous. How are you? Uh-oh.
Hey, Maya.
Yay. I heard that.
That's right.
Yes. Hello, my sister. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so very much for being with us again. Your family, like D-Slate stated earlier.
That's right.
We always welcome you coming on the show. We enjoyed you, you know, your level of enthusiasm, and you're doing so much. So I'm going to give you a new title tonight, Maya. So you are officially the Renaissance woman, okay, of music and all other things as well, because you do so much.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a title for
that's
you.
Right.
I've heard that one before. That's incredible.
Absolutely,
amazing.
Yes. I'm sorry?
I said amazing.
Absolutely, and that you are. That should be a self-titlement of another project because you have so many things that have been in the works. You know, you've been making music for quite some time, you know, definitely timeless and classic, and as well as epic. Your sound is just, you know, stable and consistent, and, you know, you don't try to trend in with the times, and that's what I like about you so much as an artist. The other factor is self-image, you know, how what you portray. You never really, you know, slighted in the industry or in the societal realms of media, you know, in a negative connotation. You've been consistent with all that you're doing. So my first question I pose to you, Maya, 16 years and going and strong and continuously going, what advice would you have for those indie artists who are up and coming who wish to be in the industry and to be successful and consistent as you are?
I definitely have to start by saying, and you hear it all the time, to keep God first, to get in touch with God and yourself, whether that's speaking, praying, writing every day about being clear on what you want, why you want what you want. Is it money? That's okay. Be clear with yourself. Is it fame? That is okay. Be clear with yourself. Is it to touch people, the lives of everyone, or all of the above? What is driving you to understand that? And once you're in touch with that, you're very clear with yourself so that you don't get sidetracked into trying to live up to other people's expectations. Up to a false facade of something as far as an image is concerned that's not honest. Do you want to be honest in your music? Do you want to just do something to take care of your family for a temporary amount of time? You just have to really be honest to the art to have a long career, period. And if it's not, that's okay. People come in and people jump out of it because it's quick tech. That is okay. But I can say to be successful, you must be empowered. You must get educated on how the business works or surround yourself around people that do know what they're doing. And that's just, it takes time. Asking questions, and now that social media is available to you, hitting up artists like myself, record label execs, producers like Jermaine Dupri, who have succeeded independently. And there are also conferences as well as forums and events as well as showcases where you can meet lots of people, get your weight up in your connection area. And don't be afraid to ask, but it is all about learning and insulating yourself as well as surrounding yourself around people in the business if that's where you want to be and going out there. Now, practice, obviously. Your craft is very important. It's like to be taken seriously. And you grow. We all grow. And the last thing I want to say is to empower yourself by investing in not so much clothes and imaging, but your craft, by investing in all equipment where you can record your ideas 24 hours a day so that you don't have to spend so much money on engineers and expensive studios to just come up with an idea. You can do it on your laptop. You can do it on your voice record phone app these days. And those are empowering things that allow you to just get the art out and then spend the money elsewhere when you really, really need it, you know? So that's the piece of advice that I would share.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, Maya, as your new, at me speaking third person, as your new creative director, because we're here to take you on a motivational speaker tour.
That was a long way.
Right.
You didn't even see that coming, right? Okay, so, yeah, as your new creative director, for the motivational speaker, what I would like to say, the reason why I coined the term Renaissance Woman for you, Maya, is because, you know, you spoke of something, all jokes aside, of something very, very serious for both independent artists and for those who have emerged in the industry with longevity. You know, there is a wealth of information to be disseminated. However, you, meaning the artist, you, meaning the talent, have to go out there and search and do research. And that's really, really critical and very imperative. And, again, going back to my initial point is that you produce, you sing, you songwrite, emerge in terms of making certain that the production, the quality of production is done in such a way that you don't lose your originality. So with that being said, out of all of those things, what have you found the most challenging in terms of, again, having longevity and being successful as you are? Because 16 years and going, that's a long time for the industry without losing your originality.
Well, it's all spiritual, and I give praise to God for keeping me grounded, my upbringing, and knowing that nothing is too serious or that important to lose your life or your health over or your mind. So holding on to that, and everything else can wait. You must be patient with everything in life. And patience, everyone wants something right now, especially the companies that are in control and that have the big bucks. But art, you must take your time, and you can't just dish out a bunch of great meals and expect all of them to taste great. You know, season it properly. Sometimes it has to marinate overnight for everybody to taste, you know, the richness of the spices. And I'm just giving a metaphor right now because it's true, because yeah. People are so quick in a fast society that we need it right now because mm-hmm. we have a deadline. And it doesn't mm-hmm. always work like that. And you do have to take your time. I'm growing also as an individual, but my advice out there would be to hold on to you. Mm-hmm. If you have to fall back, that does not mean you're going to miss an opportunity. Hold on to you and your sanity. You were not born to be anybody's puppet. Empower yourself so that you can be an asset and bring something more to the table, but also point other people in your direction instead of always following everyone else's, because everyone else has different agendas, whether that's just making money or business or charting or numbers and being hot for the moment. That's not always your agenda. So hold on to you every chance you get. And if you do have to step back, you know, and do something else, like teach kids or volunteer, do that, because that only makes you better. You bring that to the table with whatever you do and maintain your quality, which brings longevity.
Wow, I really love that. And not to hog up the time, Dee Slade, because I know that Maya is one of your favorite, and in all caps, she's one of my favorite too. So I digress. So I would like to also say that along with, again, the musical aspect of your life, the entertainment aspect of your life, you've also had some opportunities to have been seen on the big screen in some independent movies, done very tastefully in your characterization. I'm sure you're very, very meticulous as into which roles and which you accept in independent as well as mainstream movies. And most importantly about your career, because I am a fan, so I always research the artists in which I really take a strong interest, you are a community advocate. Are you still at this time in movement for girls' self-esteem and building? Because I know that was your particular demographic, girls, young girls.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's no actual program like Secret to Self-Esteem because they are inactive at the moment that I'm involved mm-hmm. in. But through my foundation, regionally and even sometimes internationally, I will stop by a high school or a school or even a home to speak to the girls. Most recently, we were in St. Kitts. We went to a shelter, and they were all orphans. And we spoke to the girls. We sang with the girls, for the girls, and invited them to the show. There were boys there as well, but whatever we can do to uplift and elevate, yes, we do that as a band, as a crew. But as varies, very important to me because that's what life is all about. And sometimes you don't necessarily get that opportunity to connect direct one-on-one. There's other things happening outside of just music videos and music and fashion. You know, there's something else. And that's connection with people, and your time is so valuable, and the word spoken from your own testimony or your ministry and the ups and downs of life and how to overcome that. Kids, especially young boys and girls, need to hear it, you know, and it is all possible for you to succeed no matter where you're from. And they need to hear it, period.
Absolutely. Well, I want to just say publicly, Maya, you know, you're tremendous, and again, timeless and classic, and, you know, you are the person that you are, you know, and it's when the cameras are rolling, when the media, you know, and the mic is hot and the press are there, you know, you are the same consistently, and that's, again, a true testament to you as an artist and you as a person with compassion and getting into the stepping stones of these communities and touching the hearts of your fans and just the compassion for people in general. So kudos to you, and I just really thank you again for all that you're doing, and I really hope that you continue to do your outreach. And if there's any way, again, how anyone can contribute, be it time, you know, resources and things of that nature, after D. Slate gets it in terms of interview with you, we would like for you to disseminate that information because I would like to personally see that continuously go. People, they need that, and they need you, Maya, and thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That was very, very special.
That's
it's
right,
not about
Maya.
Me at all.
That's right.
It's
you're
not
doing
about
it. You're
me
doing
at all,
it.
But I really appreciate the support, you know.
Absolutely.
That's very
Absolutely.
Rarely talked about.
Yes, and April is also, for those who are listening and to our superstar on the phone, Maya, and our CEO and owner-operator, April is National Volunteer Month for those listeners. So we have one of the long-going volunteers of her time and service and passion and talent. And Maya, again, is not, you know, disseminated. You don't do it for show. You have been doing that for a long, long time. So that what I found in my research, you know, again, I just wanted to publicly make that known because a lot of people give in your celebrity status. You know, they go out, they volunteer, but only when the cameras are rolling, and I have to be real about it, you know. But
you're right.
You don't bring a lot of attention to yourself.
No, I you know what? I really, really love children. I love people. Children are very innocent, just like animals, you know, and they do have a voice, but sometimes it's not always heard. And I started working with kids my age as a teacher in a leadership position as early as 14. And I realized as a young girl that suffered from self-esteem issues for many different reasons, how to talk to people, you know, and sometimes you can't always trust certain adults that are even guilty of imposing a lot of things just in the way they speak to you. And I knew that I wanted to make a difference. So it comes from early on in the opportunities that I was able to have just talking to people that were at my age. And I carried that over because it was so much more fulfilling than being in some environments in this business that people look as successful. They look at it as successful, but there's a whole other side that's so much more fulfilling. And it really does stem from looking at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day. What did you do to help somebody else? And you feel much better about yourself when you know somebody's going to bed a little better than they did the night before, you know? And you might have had something to do with that, just an inkling. That's fulfillment. That's where I'm headed, and I hope to implement it for the rest of my life, you know?
Absolutely. That's real. Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in right now, DL Radio Network, we're talking to the lovely Miss Maya in the building with us right now. Before I really get into the two questions I want to ask, I know we got our brother, Brock Gunny, from Nod Your Head Radio in the building. Brock, what's going on?
What's going on, people? How's everybody doing this evening? This is Brock Gunny, Nod Your Head Radio, hip-hop portion of the D-Hour Show. How you doing, Miss Maya?
No doubt.
It's been a long time since I've had the pleasure of your presence. I actually kicked it with you a couple of years ago at the Def Jam Live Tour. Me and another colleague of mine were actually trying to kidnap you that night, but we took a picture with you.
Oh. Well then.
But it was at the Def Live tour, but that was a long time ago, and I wish I had the pleasure of seeing you on April 4th, but your concert got postponed and at the Shrine in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I just want to say you have done very well for yourself throughout the years, and you are a treasure in the song community. I've read a lot about your goings-on, and I've heard a lot about your going-ons, but I have one personal question I want to ask you, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure my colleagues don't know, but the streets got to know. They got to know.
Yeah.
When are we going to get Bermuda Tentacles Part 2?
Are you serious?
When
you know
we gonna
what?
Get
I needed to know.
Part two.
I needed to know. How about that? I'm going to add that to you. What you just said. I didn't even know that it was out until people started tweeting about it.
It came
I had
out.
No...
Look,
right.
I saw it this past Saturday, and I looked,
really?
And I had to do a double take, and I had to go look on Google. So I'm like, that looks like Maya playing a scientific officer. And I had to go look it up, and I'm like, that is you. If you did exceedingly well. You did better than Rihanna did in Battleship. You convinced me more. You are an officer than she did.
Well,
who knew? You guys got to see it.
Other artists, but no, it was an independent film. It was something to do, to learn, and to add to my reel. And it was a role, where I got to actually act. So, it's something to do, and I learned from every experience. And, hey, Linda Hamilton was a part of that movie, so I thought that she was great company, and I actually did learn from her process on set, so I was happy to do it, but I didn't announce anything about it because I didn't know about it.
Oh, so you didn't even know it. So how long ago did you film it?
That's why I said, you said the streets need to know. I said, well, I need to know, Bill, because I had no clue that it was coming out.
How long ago did you film that?
We filmed that last July.
Okay, so yeah, so they're probably gonna like get a cameo in Sharknado 2 or something like that. It was good though. I got to admit.
Really, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it was on last weekend. I was like, and when I found that you were gonna be on the show, I was like, I had to call that. And one other question: when are you going to come back to Chicago? Because like I said, your show got postponed at the Shrine. So when might you
be
coming
out
to Chicago?
I will be back in Chicago. June 22nd, and all the dates are on mayamaya.com on the homepage as well as the events section.
So I will be looking forward to meeting you again. We won't try to kidnap you this time, but I will be in the building if you're there.
Wow.
Yeah, please don't do that. No,
you know what? Because it was funny because it was me. I know you remember Steve. It was myself and Steve. And She was so, small, that, you looked really small compared to us when we were standing, and your manager, I forget the brother's name at the time, but he was out back because we had just came out of the show, and we said, hey, that looked like Maya right there. So we ran up, and we said, hey, can we take a picture? And I still have the pictures of it, but it was just funny because myself and Steve was maybe the instigator there at the time. He's like, yeah, we about to kidnap you. And you had this look on your face like, okay, hurry up and take the picture and get these brothers off of me.
Really?
Yeah.
I was probably looking at you crazy because you didn't even offer me any Garrett popcorn. What you know about that?
Oh, that is.
I tell you what. Come out here in June, I'll make sure to have a bag of Garrett's for you when you come out here in June.
Okay. Caramel and cheese, please. Hey.
That's what's up.
We'll work that out.
No doubt.
I'm going to take my lead.
Slade in the building, Brock Gunny, Miss Fabulous with the lovely Miss Maya in the building right now. You know what, I know we got one of your fans on the line. I want to talk to you before I pull them in. Real big question, Maya, I wanted to ask you. I noticed like Miss Fabulous brought up, as a philanthropist, you do so much in the community. And one particular nonprofit organization you have, I find interesting myself, the Maya Arts and Tech Foundation. Tell everybody a little bit about that and what you're doing with that.
Well, the Maya Arts and Tech Foundation, you can find online, tmatf.org. It's a nonprofit organization, And we teach kids between the ages of 5 and 13, and some of the courses that we have, free of charge, by the way, in the inner city community of where I grew up, Washington, D.C., Southeast in particular. One of the art forms is sound engineering, which I teach myself, and the other is Pure Tibu, which is an African Gumboot Swahili spoken command, a disciplinarian class, and the other is
art photography.
We have life skills, and they also have music. And then they have dance as well, praise and worship, different kinds of dance like hip-hop, African praise and worship in the dance sect. So it keeps kids really active and engaged, and then they, at the end of every summer, put on a performance so they can show their parents what they've learned through their summer break.
Interesting. I mean, and you know, like I said, I'm a big tech head, you know, and I like different things like that. So when I saw that you were doing that, you know, with the youth, and again, I think first of all, I think it's great, and it says a lot about, you know, who you are and the type of character you have, and I think it's really important. I think it's so important to teach, you know, our youth, especially today, and you know, allow them to be able to learn something positive and helpful that, you know, and also what it does is it inspires them to want to do the things that they want to do and become the people that they want to become. So to give them an outlet like that and allow them to show their creative side and see what they can do and bring out the potential talent within them, I think that's great. I'm always an advocate of helping children become the next generation that we want them to become. So I definitely commend you for that. And looking into that and also talking about, you know, the youth and children and the next generation, you know, I really like to ask this, especially with when we have artists like yourself on, because I'm always curious about what you guys think about what's going on today in the music industry. And, you know, it's really changed a lot. You know, when you think about YouTube, you know, a lot of people are becoming sensations off YouTube. You know, we have social media, mixtapes now, instead of people, you know, giving demos like they used to do, you know, back in the day. You know, it's, you know, social media, internet now, and I personally don't think there's a whole lot of positive music right now, especially, you know, coming from a lot of the new artists, you know, because, you know, that type of music, you know, positive music, that was the type of music that fueled us, you know, that we grew up listening to so many different positive songs and songs that uplifted us and songs that helped, you know, in times when we needed to listen to certain songs and we needed, that type of outlet to help you get through whatever it is you were getting through. And I don't hear a lot of that today from a lot of the new artists. So when you think about change, you know, with the social media and mixtapes now and not a lot of positive music, you know, how do you feel about the difference between the way music is now and definitely seeing how, you're putting, you know, your incredible music out into this new music age and, you know, so many of the different things and changes that are going on with music today. Like, you know, how do you feel about the way music has changed, the industry has changed so much, and, you know, do you think it's helping? Do you think it's helping the music industry, or is it kind of keeping it at a standstill?
Well, okay, I'll start here. When I first came out, my album was on a cassette tape. I also had vinyl and a CD. There are no cassette tapes that exist anymore. So
exactly.
Now I'm a dinosaur. There is social media galore. Technology has also changed. You can download straight to your car radio if you need to.
Yeah.
MP3 players, USB. So that's changed, and that's also affected the way labels put up money behind artists, and it's a singles-driven market right now because albums obviously are much more expensive, very costly to do 10 songs to 15 songs versus just one song. And then be gone, artist, you know, we got what we needed out of you, so we're going to sign the next. So you have so many more artists nowadays, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's R&B, whether it's pop, regardless of the genre, unless they're live musicians. Now, when the DJ came along, a lot of band acts were falling by the wayside because it was cheaper to book DJs, and technology did that. But it was great for the DJ because you have thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of DJs, if not probably a couple million all over the world doing these huge festivals. So on the technological side, it's great. It's great to make things quick and easy. You can make an album right in your bedroom. It's great because also people have a voice and a platform, whereas they did not before. Now, this is where the harmful part happens. Mainstream radio is a system. And I'm not sure if I should even think about this, but people don't really know how the political system works. And you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to put things on the radio to get it played nationally, as well as millions, maybe even internationally, in heavy rotation. And money is put behind everything you hear. But what's happening is that you have these other people in power that dictate what is going to make it to mainstream. And the sad part is that those very same stations that played Patti LaBelle or Whitney Houston and Anita Baker and lots of great groups that talk about positive things and love and upliftment is bombarded with a lot of club music. Some of it is violent because that's a product of environment. Some of it is aspirational because it's a product of environment and wanting better and hustle and maybe illegally, but that is real too. You know, but there's some balance that needs to happen because guess what? This generation now, that's a norm. You know, you couldn't even curse on the radio like 10 to 12, 16 years ago.
Not at all.
Now, you got to have a radio version, and you could have your explicit version, but they weren't playing it. It's changed because there are people in power going to make it to radio, and if you're not playing yourself out and we can't discard of you after one single, sometimes that's how it works because artists are empowered people. Artists are very powerful, and that's a threat to people in business. So it's a strange dynamic because on one side there are pros and positivity. Everybody has a voice. Everybody's getting money. The independent movement is happening, and particularly in hip-hop. You know, my brothers out here are doing it and setting up empires for themselves. But some of the content, not all of the content, some of the content is very damaging to children out here that just think it's okay
Absolutely.
To call a female a B-word or H-word and the N-word, just
Absolutely.
That it's okay. And it's not. So, product of environment, I get it, but we need some balance. That's all.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that there are some pros, and I agree with you, and I think it does. We definitely do need a balance with everything. And I agree with you. You know, mainstream radio, and you know, we've always spoken about this on the network. You know, mainstream radio is a lot of red tape and politics that go into it, you know, and I just, you know, it's not so helpful for the independent artists, you know. I think that there's a lot of independent artists out there who is very talented and have some incredible music, and a lot of times they don't get an opportunity, you know, to even be heard. So I think that's why I'm glad that, you know, I started what I started, and I'm glad we are where we are right now. You know, to be the outlet and the voice, you know, for, you know, independent artists and, you know, give them an opportunity to be heard, because I think they should be, because there's a lot of great talent out there, without giving them the runaround, without giving them the whole hassle, the whole radio hassle. I just think, you know, give them a shot. I think everybody deserves a shot.
Absolutely.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, I agree with you. I definitely think there needs to be a big balance, you know, in this new industry right now. And again, I'm a big advocate of helping to develop our next generation, because, you know, we had an opportunity to have that, and I think that they deserve that as well. So I think if we can get that back, you know, I think that our next generation could definitely be saved from a lot of the negativity that they're being forced to see and listen to today. So, yeah, I agree with you. I definitely agree with that. My last question for you is, like, you know, Miss Fabulous and Brock brought up earlier, I know you're doing a lot of, you know, you've been doing some television and film. Do you have any big things coming up as far as small screen and big screen?
Everything is being worked on and falling into place, you know. I'm just lining up the troops and taking meetings and in the studio diligently, as well as touring, planning the next set of feet as we speak.
Definitely. Definitely. And I can't wait. I know you're a very busy woman, and you know, you definitely put your grind in, and I think that's what I admire about you the most. You know, you grind a lot and you really get it in. And I think that's a fabulous quality, you know, for an artist to really work hard. And you get to see the fruits of your labor. So I think that I think you definitely have some great things coming up.
And it's not always immediate. I just want to tell the
artists
out there,
no, you're right.
It's not always immediately, you know.
Definitely.
But put in the work, it comes eventually. Just put in that work, and never be afraid to stop learning.
Now I know we're gonna go to the lines, the phone line right now. I know we got some one of your fans on the line right now. We've got Rich Lomax from the East Coast. Rich, what's going on?
Hey,
hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the D-Hour Show, man, Celebrity Thursday. We got Maya on the line right now. What you got from Maya right now?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Absolutely, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, because I had a transition. I'm now in the car. Hi, Maya.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Richard Lomax, actually, you had DM'd me a few times on Twitter. When I would say something funny, you would either DM me with a LOL or you crazy or stuff like that. So I appreciate all the love.
Oh, sure.
So, Maya, I would like to say that you are from, like, my generation, my era, the 90s music. You know, you could never say anything bad about Aaliyah, Maya, and now for me, A. Marie. Like, those three people I go to bat for. So, guys, like, you can never say nothing bad about Maya. So when Maya's performing and she's hitting those dance steps and she's on that stage grinding, I'm in the background, so I'm like, yes, Maya, get it, baby. So at the end of the day, Maya, say I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. I downloaded that EP legally. I bought it, and I will always continue to support you in each and every investment that you put out for us to listen. So thank you.
I so appreciate you for all the love and support. Thank you.
So, I mean, I don't want to bug you. I'm on my way to a client, and I'm kind of late. I'm hitting it on.
Oh. You be safe behind that wheel.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, Rich. Well, hey, Rich, I want to thank you. Definitely thanks for calling in and supporting Maya, man, and calling in and hanging out with us tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
D-Hour Radio Network, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to the lovely Miss Maya right now. Well, Maya, we're getting ready to debut one of your appetizers from the Sweet EP, one of my favorites on there, Do It. If you want to, please, Ms. Maya, introduce your song for everybody listening out there right now.
Okay, folks, it's your girl, Maya, and you are tuned into the D-Hour Radio Show, and guess what? This song right here is called Do It. It's off my EP, With Love, and you can get it on iTunes right now, produced by Young Yanni.
That's right. Here we go. We got some Maya with Do It. When we come back, we're going to close it out with the lovely Miss Maya. And we got some other great things coming up later in the show. So don't go nowhere. It's Maya with Do It right here on Celebrity Thursday. Let's go.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Do it. Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it. Do it. Do it.
Miss Maya, M-I-S-S-M-Y-A. I'm also on Instagram, and that's KissMaya, K-I-S-S-M-Y-A. And my website is MayaMaya.com with all of my tour dates and events, as well as interviews, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. That's right. And definitely make sure you guys go out and get the EP. It's on iTunes right now. Make sure you get it. The songs are hot. I guarantee they are. And you know, we're going to keep it in rotation.
I wanted to add to that. If anybody needs any, like, advice as artists or production and equipment and all kinds of stuff regarding fitness or nutrition, you can reach me on notorious.im, and I am offering advice. So find me there as well.
Yes. That's right. And I know we have a lot of indie artists and upcoming artists that listen as well. So if you guys are listening, definitely make sure you guys do that. It's a lot of crucial and pertinent information that you guys are going to need to get some longevity in this business. So definitely make sure you guys take her up on that and get some great advice and, you know, some know-how of what it takes to be in this business. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for the lovely Miss Maya?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm in here trying to do a video to that banging song.
I'm telling everybody. I just did it. I don't know about them, but I did it.
Yeah, I'm trying to do some Maya choreography in here. It's not working. I'm telling you, that song is hot. As they would say in English, bloody hot. I like that song a lot. Yes. Love it, love it, love it, Maya. I mean, signature sound, you know, it's still that. It's no, you know, consistency of, you know, auto-tune. It's you, it's pure, it's raw. It is just totally hot. I love it. I love it. So it needs to be in strong rotation. Hint, hint, D-Slate, you've already made mention, but I love that.
Got you.
Okay, man.
Absolutely. Yes. And also, Maya, you know, definitely I'm really true to my statement about, you know, helping out with your organization geared towards young people in the arts. Have several things going on. Your neighbor right here in Virginia. So I want to connect with you offline, as in too, there's another national celebrity who also would like to integrate. I got a text. So we'll integrate offline, but definitely they want to do some things because you're doing some remarkable things within the youth world and the arts collaboration. So it's more of a statement. Thank you so, so very much for all that you do. Continue to make great music, and definitely we will continue to support you because you are epic. Thank you.
No, thank you, and thank you for allowing me this platform and all of the support that you guys offer. I so greatly appreciate that. You don't even know how much it means to me. So thank you once again.
You're welcome. I got to keep my breath.
And again, you know, and I say this, you know, and I always, you know, I told you before, you know, your family on this network, you know, we're going to keep on supporting you as always, you know, and, you know, of course, we love you. We're going to keep supporting everything you're doing and telling everybody about what you're doing and what's going on. And, you know, again, it's truly an honor to speak with you and talk with you. It's all, you know, it's almost like I said, talking with family and, you know, just catching up on what's going on. And we always have a great time with you. And I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. And since we're family, so who's cooking when I come up here next?
Girl, you know
we
got you, Maya.
Oh, you can best believe
yes.
I'm getting the cook on. Trust.
Yes.
Easter's coming up this weekend, too. Oh, Chef Boy D. Slate is getting it in.
She doesn't want
no ham hocks. You know, she's already spoke about fitness. So, Maya, some nice salmon cakes, you know, maybe something green, maybe some wheat to go in there. But, you know, we have to have a slice of sweet potato pie. But D. Slate, no red Kool-Aid. No red Kool-Aid.
Look here, she ain't got to have no ham hocks. I got turkey hocks, so I got it for everybody.
Who does that? Who does
what?
That?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Maya, you are so serious, girl.
That's right.
Well,
Maya, again, I want to thank you. As always, it's an honor to have you on with us. And, you know, you're always welcome to join us anytime. And definitely can't. I look forward to speaking with you again. In any future and up and coming projects and things that's going on with you, we would love to, you know, have you back on the show with us again. And again, Do It is definitely in the rotation as well as the others and all the other music, especially from the Kiss album. You know, we're going to continue to keep playing and until that main course comes out, I guess we just got to keep nibbling on the apple.
Yeah.
Well, Sweet 16 comes out in 4 days, so there'll be 6 more brand new songs coming for you. So
That's what I'm talking about. Well, Maya, sweetheart, you have a blessed night. And again, we're going to keep telling everybody about what's going on with you. Keep playing your music and just keep supporting you.
Appreciate you. And hit me on an email for some drops.
Got you.
We got you, sis.
No doubt.
We got you, Maya.
Okay. I got you, too.
Have a blessed night.
Okay.
You, too.
Dial Radio Network, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, speaking with the sensational and the lovely Miss Maya, hanging out with us. Fabulous time, mm-hmm. as always. She's a sis.
Yes.
You know, she's awesome. Family on here, you know, and we love talking with her and supporting her. And,
mm-hmm.
again, and like Ms. Fabulous said, she's doing some incredible things right now, man. I love some of the philanthropy that she's involved in and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the things that she's doing, man. It definitely says a lot about her as a person, man. I think that that's an example that a lot of artists and even up-and-coming artists definitely need to follow to be able to help and give back, you know, to the people that made you who you are. So I think that says a lot about her and what she does. We're going to take a music break because, you know, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous are chilling right now. We got the Fab Fabulous News when we come back. Make sure you stay there. I mean, we still got D-Slate's blow the dust off of them old school double play. You know, we're going to get it in with you guys. You know, we got some. We got some Jay Holiday, our brother. We got some Eminem, some New Jaheim. It's going down on the DL Radio Network. Celebrity Thursday, please. Don't go nowhere.
Keep it locked.
Girl, you're the crazy that a man could ever ask for. Baby, you got style, you got class. Girl, you make it look so easy. Yeah. Got every woman wanting to be like you. You're first to death every night, girl.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew Steve. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you can lose in your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan wandering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled in. Take it back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the villain and to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along.
Can't call it. All I know is I had to step up, step up. Beat it up, cut the chase. Go in for first place before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every dip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. But what's that go down as you turn me down? But this time around,
hey,
I'm down
hey, how you doing?
Oh,
baby, what you getting
into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you.
It's your claim to fame, and girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body, yeah, yeah.
shit, I got them that smile. My titty a goose now. Tell me what's up, what's up. Conversation my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving on the hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into? I don't know what your name is or who you came with,
but I ain't leaving without you.
I've never seen nothing like you. Cause the body that's so fits your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you. No. I want your body. Your body. Oh, yeah. Hey,
hey,
hey, hey. I want your body. Your body, your body. Fit your love, was with your love. Love to get to know you better. Let's go somewhere, anywhere. I don't care, long as we can ride together. One more sip, wet your lips, we can dip. I slip that tip to violate. Doors up full halogen, yep, yep, she modeling. I just have to say hey, hey,
hey. Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting into?
Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you
came with. Oh, girl, I ain't leaving without you. The body that shape is your claim to fame. No, I ain't living without you.
Ooh. Hey,
hey, baby, what's that in your cup? You need to let me fill that up. You know I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Hey,
and I ain't thinking about your man. He should have held you by the hand. Cause I'm your number one fan. No, I ain't living without you.
Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and...
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say? Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
DL Radio Network, D Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building, Celebrity Thursday, getting it in. That was one of the hits, the new hit from my man Jaheim. I Ain't Leaving Without You. Before that, Eminem featuring Rihanna, the monster hit song right now. Getting in for the fit is right now, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to find out what is so fabulous out there. What's going on? What's fabulous in the world? Are you fabulous? I'm fabulous. Is everybody fabulous? What's the fabulous news, Miss Fabulous? Are you fabulous?
I am so very fabulous. Thank you for that, D. Slate. Ladies and gentlemen of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio, I am your girl, Miss Fabulous, pun intended. Yes, well, pun intended, should I say. April is very, very interesting because we have a lot of things going on and by way of observance of this month, to include National Child Abuse Prevention Month, Autism Awareness Month. It is also Jazz Appreciation Month and my all-time favorite National Poetry Month. I am ecstatic. Every day of this month, most poets around the globe, D. Slate, are engaging in what they call a 30-30. Every day of the week, they're going to do a poem. So with that being said, I'm not going to do one tonight. You thought I was, right? But I'm not. So look forward to all of your open mics throughout your regions. Yes, a lot of open mics. Well, you know what, D. Slate? I do have a quick one.
Well, Miss Fabulous,
you want me to go in as a poet?
Will you bless me, please?
Bless you, please. Got you. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, for the fabulous news, I'm going to give you a selection by the name of This Is Why I, E-Y-E. And I want you to, you know, tune in, of course, to the I Got Something to Say radio show next Monday, as a lot of us, meaning poets, will be going in. This is tribute to National Poetry Month. Who goes there to the people in my neighborhood? They see everything looking through unwanted piles of tears by visionaries on a mission in their own fertile minds. Although many are called to the prepaid phone, but someone was chosen to do some good in the hood. They don't pay her enough attention because she slows and she speaks slowly. And she can't read or begin even to dream of getting out of here, meaning the ghetto. Bruised and black eyes stopped me because she saw shades of deceit and stories hugged by her highlighted dark lines underneath her eyes and sleepless cries of her mother who lives in the street with her two brothers. My father. My father was incarcerated by taking food to feed his nuclear family. We lost wages in winning battlefields of generations that were taken from homeless fathers, daughters, once ago, dollar sign workflow. I want to go down in history as one of the first to graduate from college, but the gunshot seemed to pace my center blocks on the tails of those who are covered like blazers worn by social workers, turning a blurred eye. See, I tell no lie because I want to hold your hand in order to get to this bus stop alive. They keep watching me. I mean, they watching me every second that I pass by in the natural sway of my hips, and those sweater dresses also fit so small that I got from the Goodwill and the mall grocery stores gave us spoiled food all the time, reaching shelters, no food. My space is like a shadow, saw books and face text and always looking to drive me insane. Sometimes life is not fair, have no money to take the bus. It's time to go back to the bus and leaving long lines of food banks, one per customer, hot plates and welfare complaints. But see, the blanks are left on the numbers of the checks, 000, meaning college degrees, still living check to check, microphone check 12, WON2. Standing lines long enough, drowning in spots long enough, steered by labels with adult swim of pool memories that were filled by tears of joy. Victory saw justice as blind as this is why I, E-Y-E, hurt. Poetic justice.
Wow.
So that one
Thank
is for the
that.
People. Yes, fist in the air for all the struggling mothers, all the single parents, for all the white-collar, blue-collar workers who are trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. This is for you, not just in observance of National Poetry Month, but this is a 365, definitely, dedication to life. So thank you for that, D. Slate. And in closing for the fabulous news, I want to say happy, happy Easter to those. You know, please be in remembrance of those who serve a greater God. We're not trying to convert you to any spirituality. That is my firm belief only. And just remember the reason for the actual season. of why we celebrate Easter, okay? And then also, last but not least, enjoy the last couple of days of your spring break. If you're on the East Coast and surrounding parts of the United States, normally things seem to go on, you know, when we're on break. So make certain security is in place, that we watch our children, the activity in which they watch on television, social network sites and things, so we can have the strong teenagers and children to be productive, strong adults. Enjoy the rest of your evening. This is Miss Fab Fabulous signing off, and now back to you, D. Slate.
There it is, Miss Fabulous. Thank you so much for the Fab Fabulous news. We do it like that right on the DIY Radio Network. And again, I say, if you are a singer, hip hop artist, actor, actress, poet, and you like to be featured or interviewed on the DIY Radio Network, email us, dhourshow@gmail.com. If you have a business or website you would like to advertise with us, more information, dhourshow@gmail.com. Email us and we'll get that information to you right here on the DIY Radio Network. It's Celebrity Thursday. We got some more hits. When we come back, D. Slate is going to give you a little bit of information of certain movies you should definitely go check out for the summer. Big blockbusters coming up. You might want to check it out. And then we got the old the D. Slate's Blow the Dust Off of them, old school double play. Oh, yeah, it's going down like that on the DIY Radio Network. Oh, I got some hits for you. I got some Talib Kweli. I got some Jill Scott. I got some MC Light. It's going down right here, DIY Radio Network. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, you. Hey, you. Yeah, you, yeah. Hey, you, hey, you. Yeah, you. Hey, you, hey, you. Yeah, you, hey, you.
Yeah.
From your hips to your thighs, except for the time you're standing now. Yeah.
Girl, you're outstanding.
Don't let them waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is ours.
Why you walking, everybody watching you closely? Hitting them high notes, nothing about you low-key. Just let it register, body is unreal. It's animated like Jessica Rabbit, a cartoon. Wanna stab like a harpoon. These dudes just ride a club and desert your body like an oasis. The thirst is so real, you can see it all in their faces. Especially when you drop it low. Baby, you gotta know. Girl, you be killing them, filling them with no kind of hope. Dude on the block like he's selling dope. Out of shoes and watch you tell he broke. Don't stop with the lies he's telling folks. You can't see with a telescope. Celebrating, holding glasses up like Sarah Palin knows. Loving in the glove and the telescope. But you hate that your hair gotta smell like smoke. They ask you what is the info. Niggas try to fix the prices. Never dealt with chicks before. You ain't got your liquor license. Still you down to live your life. If dude is down to split the slice of pie. You like to master act and fly till you hit it right. Hey, you girl with the tight up skirt. In the back of the club where they light up her. Known to drop it like a stripper with her night off work. They make it rain and you stuff them dollars right in your purse.
Girl, you're outstanding. From your hips to your thighs, except for the time you're standing now.
Yeah. Girl, you're outstanding.
So let's not waste no time. Let's get it, girl, cause tonight is ours.
You just looking for somebody who can fill in the spot. Fill in the blank, yeah, shorty, you've been sipping a lot. Fill in the drink as it seeps to your head. You erase your regrets. Throw another shot back as you race to forget. Yeah, the night just started. We both parted from ex-love. Sleep won't make you forget him, baby, but sex does. Swear you ain't looking for no one-night stand, but you prepared to risk it all for that one right man. That's me. Let's have a toast to your future. I know you want to. Leave your ex in the past. Don't let him haunt you. The last argument was World War III, but follow me. I introduce you to that bourgeoisie. Talk is cheap. Welcome to the All That Show. You be my Bridget Bardot. I be your Serge Gainsbourg. You what you came for, let me get that car dough. Have you ever made love in the Lambo Gallardo?
Go, 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 go,
From your hips to your thighs, except for the tank standing now.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm saying it.
Yeah, so let's not waste no time. Let's get it go, cause tonight is on. Yeah, yeah.
Hold up.
tonight, you're feeling the vibe. Hands up, cause you know we gon' get it tonight.
We gon' party like nobody.
Hands up, if you really about getting your cream. Hands up, if you interested in reaching your train. Yeah, keep them in the air.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are fewer than 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, welcome back, D-Hour Radio Network. D-Straight, Miss Fabulous in the building playing the hits. You already know how we do it. MC Light, new single, Craven, Jill Scott. We living golden up in here. Talib Kweli featuring Ryan Leslie, outstanding. That's how we do it on the D-Hour Radio Network. Right now, D-Straight want to give you guys some suggestions of some movies you guys should go check out for the summer. Big summer blockbuster coming up. Captain America is already living up to the hype. You know, The Amazing Spider-Man Part 2, Jamie Foxx is going to be in it playing a villain. If you haven't seen the preview, check it out on Yahoo or YouTube. It's going to be a great movie. The new Transformers, Age of Extinction, check that out, starring Mark Wahlberg. You know, Shia LaBeouf is not going to be in it, you know, reprieving his role, but Mark Wahlberg is going to be doing his thing. Go check it out. It's going to be a hit. The new Godzilla movie, the new reboot for the new Godzilla movie, go check that out. It's going to be great. Also, Guardians of the Galaxy, the new Marvel sensation. They're like the Avengers of outer space. Definitely make sure you guys go check that out. X-Men, Days of Future Past, one I definitely want to see. That movie looks incredible. If you haven't seen the preview, make sure you check it out. And, again, it's some big movies, big-time movies, you know, many more coming up in the coming months in the summer. So definitely make sure you guys get to the movie theaters and check out some of your favorite movies. And you heard it from D-Slate and Miss Badgers right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Oh, yeah, I give advice like that.
Like that.
Like that. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for D-Slate's old school blow the dust off of them, old school double play. I got some Confunction. I got some Evelyn Champagne King. We're doing it right like that for the old school heads. D-Slate, blow the dust off of them, old school double play. Let's get it.
Let's go.
My life. completely turn my world around. Don't you know I'll throw a star from the sky for you? If you want me to say the word, and I will love you until a day past
love jumps down. Ooh. like.
I don't know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like to be in a war.
I don't know what it's like to be so far away from my family.
I don't know what it's like to be the one who stays home.
But I do know.
I do know this.
No matter how patriotic you are.
How patriotic you are.
Or how loving you are.
Being in a military family can be harder than anyone knows.
If you're feeling at a loss, you're not alone.
There's help.
If you need to talk to someone,
please.
Please call this number. It's confidential and free.
Your family needs you. We need you.
Thank you for your service.
Radio Network, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building, playing the hits like we do. D. Slate blow the dust off of them. Old school double play, Evelyn Champagne King. Love, come down. Oh, you made my love. Come down. Feel you there. Oh, yeah. That's how I do it in the old school double play. We have some compunction straight from the heart. Shout out to our family, compunction. You know, Michael Cooper, we had him on the show, got it in with that brother. You know, had a fabulous interview with him, great time with him. Make sure you guys continue to support compunction. And, you know, if they're performing in your city, make sure you go support them and go check them out. They give some great shows, so definitely support. Oh, shout out. Oh, let me throw it out there real quick before we start closing. A big shout out to our sister Cheryl from Climax. They came out to perform in Arizona at the Wild Horse Pass Casino, and Climax was absolutely incredible with SOS Band and Zap Band. Big shout out to our sister Cheryl. She got it in on the gift to Cheryl. And a guitar was getting it in. She got a little personal, you know, with the guitar when she kissed it. But you know, it's all good though. You know, I'm not gonna separate her and the guitar. But Climax is absolutely incredible. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments on this lovely night?
Well, absolutely. I want to say tonight's show was definitely magical. It was stellar. And for those who had the opportunity to, you know, tune into the D Hour Show Radio Network, as we spoke with the very fabulous, lovely, gifted Maya. We've always enjoyed speaking with her. I mean, she's so talented, so time-giving of herself and her craft to the fans and to the community. So, you know, thanks once again to Maya for sharing her time with us on tonight. Definitely tune in on Monday, the I Got Something to Say radio show, as we feature, in celebration of National Poetry Month, my segment entitled Verbal Addiction. The whole entire show will be dedicated to performances and short interviews of 8 amazing poets from all over the country. So D. Slate and the listening audience, definitely you're in for a treat. And we're going to have a special national poet who will be on our show. D., are you ready?
I'm ready.
I guess. Okay. Well, we're going to have renowned poet Georgia Mee on the I Got Something to Say radio show, powered by the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. So once again, we're ecstatic. Definitely tune in 9 Eastern for that show. And the National Poetry Awards, we've made a change of venue. Initially, we were going to be in Fayetteville, North Carolina, but we took a poll online and D-Slate into the listening audience. We have come up synonymously with those fans who voted wanting the National Poetry Awards to be brought to, guess what? Yes, Coastal Virginia, Hampton Roads, Virginia, the 757. The 5th annual National Poetry Awards will be in Norfolk, Virginia. Overwhelming response, D. Slate. Over 100 and something votes in less than 40 something minutes. So definitely stay tuned. Yes, absolutely. August 29th through the 31st. As we know, the 29th of August is Michael Jackson's birthday, so we have to do something special. And in closing, throughout the coastal Virginia, 757 Hampton Roads area, stay tuned next week for 2 special events that will be taking place, hosted by yours truly. So I'll be definitely disseminating information. Find me on Facebook, Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, Justice. That's going to be on Facebook. Information regarding open mics and poetry events in celebration, once again, National Poetry Month. Tonight has been magical. And thank you and shout out to Maya once again.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, man. Yes, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you know, the man tried to keep me down because when they hear my voice, it's so incredible, they try to cut me off. But you can't stop these slate. You can't stop these slate. I told you that I just won't stop. Come on now. I just want to say thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Big shout out to our sister Maya for hanging out with us and joining us. Make sure you guys check her out, Miss Maya, on Twitter. Check her out on Kiss Maya. Check her out on Instagram. Go to her website, Maya. MayaMusic.com. Make sure you check her out and get the EP, get the sweet EP on iTunes right now. Make sure you go check it out. She got some great hits out right now, forthcoming to her new album that's coming up in 4 days, so be on the lookout for that. And big shout out to everybody that joined us on the DL Radio Network tonight. Again, we had a fabulous show. We'll see you guys next time. Be on the lookout for so many great things coming up. It's D Slave, Miss Fabulous. Please enjoy the rest of your lovely Thursday night. We love you guys. We'll see you next time. Oh, we out.
Good night.
Okay, now tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.